I don't like how snakes are only charmed by that one song. You know, the da 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 da. Why is it only that one song? That song's been on top of the snake Billboard charts for like 500 years. Like, snakes hear another song, they're like, yeah, I like it, but am I charmed by it? I don't know. I don't know. I think I'll stay in my basket, actually.
Check out Corndog's new stand-up special, Cornell Reed, live from the basement, only on youtube.com/Cornell Reed.
Corndog and L-Dog are whipping the strips. Corndog and L-Dog are whipping the strips. They're whipping strips. Corndog and L-Dog are whipping them strips, yeah.
Welcome, everyone, to this very special episode of Rippin' Strips, the podcast where we chill. I'm L-Dog.
And I'm the Corn Dog.
I thought of a better intro, but I forgot it, so I'll try to re-remember it.
That's all right.
For next time.
I thought you were going to be like, welcome to another episode of Rippin' Strips, the show where we investigate comic strips and then try and rip on them.
While also uncovering the truth. Man, people with that, I am jealous. I mean, I have a slightly maybe raspy voice. I can make it raspy, but like, I'm jealous of that grit this guy has that we're about to review. But how like does that he deep.
Hey, we'd have it.
We both about? Have the, no, I think we both don't have it.
Welcome to the podcast. I am going to tell you some spooky stuff.
Welcome to Rippin' Strips. That but sounds... see, you got to turn it way up. I can make it sound cool, but haven't you ever talked to someone who's makes the room vibrate?
Oh, God. Rippin' Strips.
Whoa!
It sounded like I was burping, but I wasn't.
No, it sounds like we need to get an exorcist over here. Stat.
What if we did the whole podcast like that? Hey, L-Dog, what's up today?
Not much. How are you? All right, so enough goofing around. What we're doing today is we're going to be reviewing a very special show we found on YouTube called Reports of Paranormal Events, a.k.a. Rope.
Rope. We're going to be shooting ropes today.
Oh, yeah. Shooting ropes and splitting stropes.
That was good. That was good.
Thank you.
Wow. That's why we make the big bucks, everyone.
Exactly. So, yeah, we're about to make fun of another podcast somehow.
Oh, man. I hope no one tries to make fun of us. They'll never find a way to.
Before we start, I got to say, we are very fond of Damon and Amy. We like this show. We have fun watching it. That's why we're going to cover it today.
Yes.
Or uncover.
Ooh, see, that was good.
But we are going to make fun of it, and we just want Damon and Amy to know we're fans. This is all made with affection.
Love. We love you guys, of course, not as much as you love each other.
No, we think you guys are adorable, seriously, but we will now commence in making deep fun of you.
Yes.
But don't feel like you got to change anything. If we make fun of the show, like, I mean, it's called Rope. That's funny. Don't change it, you know? Don't listen to us.
Yeah, we're watching it already, so.
But having said that, that's the disclaimer, so we can now pretend you will never see this. We'll just rip you apart.
That's right. We fucking hate you losers.
No, oh, no? Well, no. That's...
Oh, no.
Now we're in the pretend... I don't know. That didn't work at all.
No, we were fond of them.
All right, Rippin' Strippers. We're about to introduce you to this very cool show. It's called Rope. It's an acronym. reports of paranormal events. It's pretty hilarious.
Yep, and as we call it, ripping on people extremely.
Oh! Yeah, so very nice.
Thank you.
So,
splitting strokes.
I'm going to introduce the show the way I was introduced. All right, so I was folding laundry.
Yeah.
This was just, I just let YouTube play sometimes, and I had some paranormal, you know, chain going.
Let the algorithm get its freak on.
And I was, you know, barely paying attention, but then this happened where this guy's talking about a paranormal event. I guess these guys are starting to float. One guy's under the hood of his car, so he didn't get captured by the UFO. He got to hold on to the engine. But then someone calls into the show. And I
right, so you're going to meet Damon and then the host of the show.
Well, yeah, let's let it unfold.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. I have this. This is so funny to me. I got to let it.
Go.
Got to let the audience. So, first of all, the phone's ringing like a landline.
Yeah.
And as you can see, he lets it go on way too long. And then we'll see what happens. Who's calling?
Now, at the same time, his friend Fernando had been leaning over the engine underneath the hood, and he too felt himself become weightless. But because he was still up under the hood, he was able to grab onto something in the engine and hold on for dear life. And that is Amy calling. Amy is this channel's researcher. All of the information on this channel comes from Amy. So if she's calling,
is Amy your
we're
wife?
Definitely gonna take this call. Amy,
I love that.
You're on.
Hey, I just wanted to call and add a little information to the report.
Where's the phone?
First of all,
he didn't touch anything. The phone just answers.
I'm calling, and I don't have a phone anywhere. Even though it sounded like a landline and you didn't touch anything, somehow it answered. She does all the research for the show, which means what the fuck does he do? He just sits around and then just reports.
Well, we'll find out later. They introduce each other later.
Okay, great.
Which is really funny. And you'll find out what he does. But yeah, it also comes in with this really loud noise. And it does that every episode. It's like way louder than the rest of the episode. And it's always jarring.
Was able to grab onto something. Amy is this channel's researcher. All of the information on this channel comes from Amy. So if she's calling,
pick it up.
We're definitely gonna take this call. Amy, you're on.
Hey, I just wanted to call and add a little information to the report. First of all, your report is spot on, but I wanted to amplify something about this scene.
All the information comes from her. Of course she thinks the report is spot on. She's the one who wrote the whole thing.
Well, and now she's also, she's complimenting him like they're live. Like, oh yeah, I was watching backstage.
Right.
Great job.
No, backstage this she's calling.
This is not Skype. Like, you can tell they just put this two videos in a void and they're pretending to talk to each other. So this brought my attention. I was folding laundry and now I'm just laughing because she's like complimenting him awkwardly. It's like, what the hell?
Complimenting on the information that she provided. She's clearly in front of a green screen. He's clearly in front of a very real background.
He's also very theatrical, and she is just the opposite. She looks like she's reading something right here.
Right. And usually you want the on-air sign to be out of frame for everyone else to see so they know that you're on air, maybe in the other room so they don't walk in. But I do love the framed pictures. It just says UFOs and aliens. That piece is like, I got to put it on my mantle.
It's a mantle. It's also CGI.
No, I
this
know.
All could have been made in real life.
And they could have used a real picture, but nope.
Well, then you'd have to waste printer ink printing up a sign that says UFOs and aliens. Rope researcher Amy. I love, like, you know, I bet one of them just kind of is new to editing and like checking out all the cool graphics and stuff.
Yeah, and I hope my future wife's a rope researcher too, am I right?
Hello!
Oh no. What have you done to your wife? Damon, what have you done?
The car started shaking violently. It was so violent, it was actually bouncing. And the girls inside, they weren't just crying. They were screaming hysterically. I wanted to point this out because I was actually in a car that was almost sucked up into a tornado. Oh. And this scene reminded me of that. It had to be insanely scary for those girls.
Wow. Okay, cool. So you're saying that the car was bouncing violently, and so the girls were screaming hysterically.
Exactly. And you're doing a great job. This story is really compelling. I'll check back
again,
in
with you. You wrote it.
Thank you. As I said, Amy is this channel's researcher. She's more than intelligent. She's the powerhouse behind the stuff we find to put on this channel. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. And you'll find out sooner or later. She's the absolute love of my life.
That's wow.
Yeah. Next month.
Who's that guy?
Jazzed about that.
Who are these people?
All right. So back
I don't
to
know.
The
He's
story.
Gained some weight, I guess.
So Filiberto,
wait, rewind it again. I want everyone to hear that because it's really sweet.
It is. But it's funny in the middle of me listening to just paranormal stuff like this guy who doesn't change his voice.
Right.
Now, for a second, let me get real with you guys. No. I found the love of my life.
Researcher, she's more than intelligent. She's the powerhouse behind the stuff we find to put on this channel. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. And you'll find out sooner or later.
Or right now.
She's the absolute love of my life. We're actually getting married next month. And I'm super jazzed about that. All right. So back to the story.
So he's super jazzed about it. We are too, David.
He's still rising up into the sky.
The music comes right back in.
I tried to move, but I was paralyzed. Unable to do anything.
Yeah, so that's that segment where I'm introduced to his wife.
yeah.
Pretty fucking funny.
Pretty great and pretty amazing and pretty spooky story that Damon was able to uncover. If you guys want to watch this more in detail, please.
Yeah, check them out. You got to look up reports of paranormal events. If you look up rope, you'll never find it. So we're going to fast forward to post-wedding.
Ooh, post-wedding. This is exciting stuff.
Rope, what a theme.
First, let me say for all of you out there who are following our story and wondering, we had an amazing wedding.
Yes!
Wow. For those of you who don't know, well, I married the researcher, Amy, last week. Okay, this story. How true is it?
That's all we get!
To do a deep dive and to find out everything she could about these possibly other dimensional pants. And you have to hear...
Other dimensional pants?
Amy. That's right.
Hi, babe. We just Again. Got married.
Yes, we did. And I am the luckiest guy in the world. So, what did you find out about those pants? Well, I guess, first, let me ask, do those pants actually exist?
Well, believe it or not, from everything I found out, there is a good possibility that they do, in fact, exist.
Please, tell our viewers.
Well, I did a deep dive, looking everywhere, trying to find any evidence
What's
for the
reading
existence
there?
Of pants.
Get a blur.
I came across an investigator named Colin
using
Parsons.
Using her book research.
Colin Parsons claims that he met with Peter and Mary Williamson himself. He interviewed them in detail.
It looks like what's his
and
name?
They showed him the pants. Not
actor?
Only did he look at the pants himself, but He actually took them to a clothing manufacturing company.
All right. The pants traveled through time. They were made after they, whatever.
And Damon wore them on his wedding day.
Did Peter actually visit an alternate dimension? If so,
with his pants,
what does that mean about reality?
Third Rock in the Sun.
Are there?
Oh
really
wait, I missed this. Yeah, he is that Gordon Levitt.
Yes, Joseph Gordon.
Joseph Gordon Levitt.
Peter actually visit
watch this Photoshop
an alternate dimension. If so, what does that mean?
Oh,
about
it's AI.
Reality. Are there really other dimensions out there?
That looks like
can
T2.
We actually visit them? Or was this whole story just one big hoax? Thank you so much for watching this episode of Rope.
Thank you, guys.
Damon and I really enjoy bringing these reports to you, and I love researching the paranormal.
And again, I guess that ties it up for another episode here at Rope.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Get it?
Yes.
All right.
I hope her tubes are tied before they had their wonderful wedding night. Or maybe you weren't, so we could have a paranormal Rope child. The child that Rope built.
Yeah, so the wedding went well. They're in love. There's an episode about Men in Black. Just to go through this, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and see if I can find their channel video, because it's pretty great before we move on. Now that we've gotten to know them.
Hi, welcome to Reports of Paranormal Events.
Or as we like to call it, Rope.
This is Amy, the channel's researcher, and I'm Damon, our commentator. Here, we put together documentary-style reports about the yet-to-be-explained events in the world. We share the reported facts, and we let you decide what really took place.
We share information on all things mysterious, from alien encounters to ghosts, cryptids, time travel, and so much more.
If you are here, chances are you're most likely into the strange and mysterious and the unknown. And YouTube has a ton of channels on those very subjects. So why should you spend your time
this guy almost seems trained.
Rope? Well,
dramatic.
That's because we will never fabricate information. There may be differing opinions and conclusions of what something might mean.
They went to evidence.
But the reported facts are already out there, and we will find and we will share those facts with you. Amy is an outstanding researcher who has a master's in educational leadership. She graduated at the very top of her class, and she has spent 30 years teaching others how to teach and how to do quality and effective research. She's relentless when trying to find out what really happened, requesting police reports, talking to witnesses directly, and even using the Freedom of Information Act to request documents from the government.
And Damon, he's a former author and artist. He's a creative genius who knows how to assemble the research I find and share it in an extremely compelling fashion.
Is this our
vows? I promise you, he'll have you sitting on the edge of your seat until the very end of each report.
I just
and
love
his voice.
It's on an iPad.
His commentation. Well,
this shot was awesome.
I promise you, he'll have you sitting on the edge of your seat until the very end of each report.
She's like so captivated,
and
she can't even move.
Voice, his commentation. Well, it's so good.
But like I said, he's trained.
To David Attenborough.
She is so awkward on camera. What?
Well, wait,
the
did you
format
hear that?
Of our reports will all basically be the same.
I promise you, he'll have you sitting on the edge of your seat until the very end of each report. And his voice, his commentation, well, it's so good that he's been compared to David Attenborough and
Keith Morrison.
By who?
The format of our reports will all basically he's been be compared. The same. We'll share Damon the reported information
himself to that as he wrote
and then we'll
out
always
he's been compared.
Tie everything up in David the Attenborough. Fact or fiction segment at the end of our videos.
Wait, what did so, you click on? She didn't do
thank
anything
you very yet. Much for dropping in. And we
I can't
hope
exit
see
this
you
video
at our next report from Rope.
Thank you.
Wow. They're so in love. I love love. Wow, they got some good views going on.
But that's right. They've got love. They've got success. But even in paradise, there can be trouble.
Uh-oh. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
God, say it ain't so.
So next we're doing time slips. Because I want to point something out right away, right away. Remember his CGI background that could have just been a wall anyway?
Yes.
Check this out.
You shouldn't, but it was as if they had just vanished into thin air.
What
then,
the?
Nearly 30 years later.
They use AI picture? Too much.
What looked like to be the exact same.
Don't zoom in on AI.
The strange thing was this.
It's real.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's swinging.
That's fake. That is fake.
No, dude. I think it's a real set now. Oh, I love their intro, too.
Yes.
They're just missing, like, Comic Sans. No, dude. I submit to you that... Well, see if they want to tell us.
History is
real. It's way better than the CGI they had if it's CGI.
It was. Well,
there we go.
That is fake.
Well, I mean, it's. I think it's like paper print, like pasted onto wood, probably.
No, that and that is fake. I think the whole thing is fake.
No, this is a set, although he doesn't have a shadow, but everything else does. But I guess that doesn't prove anything.
This doesn't. It's fake.
Mm. I think it's real. But but do you see that it's different? It is definitely
different.
We need
to do a Rope on whether or not the background of Rope is real.
You saw that the other one was way worse, right?
The other one was way worse. I will give you that.
But it was trying to look like this.
Yes.
I think they made it. I think they finally figured out, you know what? We just need a wall that's like a foot taller than me.
But these are fake. And I would guess that those are fake too.
No, I think it's arts and crafts time. I think they made all this.
Not this.
Well, they bought the on-air thing.
That
it's plastic.
So fake.
Yeah, but well, it's fake. Like you wouldn't find it in a rate in a.
No, it's fake as in it's CGI.
Oh, controversy. I think it's well. Either way, they upgraded.
Either way, they upgraded.
So yeah.
Thank you again for watching another episode of Rope.
Thank you. What else to say? I feel like that's all the seconds we have.
No, mine was like 10 seconds.
So I have two.
You have 10.
Oh, it's 20?
Yeah.
Do another take. That is awesome.
Okay, so I'm glad we saw that. So I guess that's maybe the beginning of troubles.
Uh-oh.
They're getting a little annoyed at each other.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, marriage is hard work, you know.
It is.
They're not aliens. The demon agenda.
Before we get into the ins and outs of this report, I have to say that Amy and I are jazzed. As of the moment of this filming, our seventh report on this channel, Men in Black, has received over 308,000 views.
Wow.
For us, that's just... insane. Now, for those of you who haven't watched it, be warned. I am truly embarrassed by my commentary in that video. There was a lot of things going on in our lives when we created that report, and I did not realize that I overused the phrase check this out. I must have used that phrase at least 5 trillion times in that video. We've actually received hundreds of comments from people saying that our channel is just a joke because we use that phrase.
No!
And they will never watch another one of our reports again. So keep that in mind if you decide to check out that video. As far as this video goes, Whitney Strieber
oh my
is convinced
God,
that there's a lot
no.
more to this alien phenomenon.
Yeah, I saw something. I'm glad. You know what? They got some negative feedback and they had fun with it. They didn't let it get them down. They acknowledged it. He said, yeah, I did say it a bunch and it's stupid and silly. I had a lot going on, but hey, check it out. You know, check out those open mouths.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh yeah. He thought he was a piece of cake.
Guys, your families are watching. All right.
Some of this information was so intriguing to me that I asked Amy to see what similarities she could find between demonic encounters and alien abductions. And to share what she came up with, here's Amy.
Hey, lover. First, let me say, check this out. I think you did a great job with the Men in Black report, and don't let the haters get to you.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you too.
But
as far as the similarities between alien abductions and demonic encounters, I didn't
Thank
have
you.
To look far. A quick Google search shows there are a lot of people who believe.
Go back to that.
Do you think these moments are scripted?
Absolutely.
Between alien abductions.
Well, back.
I didn't have to look.
It's unbelievable.
Thank you.
But he kind of does an okay job, but she's just like. You're welcome.
And don't let the haters get you down.
I love you.
Thank you. I love you.
I think you did a great job with the Men in Black report, and don't let the haters get to you.
Thank you. I love you.
As far as the similarities,
the way he looks down too. Wait, go back one more time. The way. He's looking at the camera.
He was overcome with
Thank
love
you.
Just then.
I love you.
He was overwhelmed. He tightened his lips like, holy shit, I landed the best woman alive.
Job with the Men in Black report, and don't let the haters get to you.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you too. And as far as the similarities between...
Oh, my God.
I think they're going to be okay.
There are a lot of people who believe that aliens are actually demons in disguise. And some of them pose a scenario that I found extremely interesting.
Wow, cool. That demon looks badass.
In his room late at night when suddenly a figure appears right next to him. The man is terrified and tries to scream, but he's paralyzed. The figure then takes the man to another place. The man experiences telepathic communication.
Oh, she's getting better.
Prodded, probed, often sexually. Eventually, the man wakes up with strange marks and is confused. Now, what would you say is behind that? It's just as valid to say that it's a demonic encounter as it is to say it's an alien abduction.
Oh, yeah. Right. So someone, say, in the 1800s or maybe earlier would say that that was an encounter with a demon, for sure. But someone today might say it's an abduction by an alien.
Right. I found several charts on the internet where people have compared the similarities between alien abductions and demonic possessions. This one links 12 similarities.
Okay, so how does it stack up against Whitley's experiences?
That was awesome graphic.
They cut to charts a lot of times, and it's Wikipedia, too. Like when it's over the shoulder.
This website takes up the whole screen. Similarities between UFO activity and demonic activity.html.
But she attributes her sources. That's what matters.
She does. That's how she's an amazing researcher. She did something with her hair. Looking good, Amy.
Some abductions could actually be possessions, but Definitely not all. It's an area that needs a lot more study.
Okay. Wow. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So, what do you think? Is there more to alien abduction phenomenon than what most people believe? And if so, could aliens actually be demons?
I like, he's like, can this one made up thing be also actually another made up thing?
Can aliens be demons? Can unicorns be Pegasuses? Can unicorns be orcs?
You know, they were probably rhinoceri. Did you ever hear about that?
No. I never heard that the plural of rhinoceros was rhinoceri.
I don't know if it is or not, but I guess people showed up to Europe having visited Africa and they described a rhinoceros. And I heard that's one theory on how unicorns were created.
Wow.
Because they didn't know what, I guess it wasn't a, they should have sent a someone artist.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, horse with a horn? Yeah, it looks good enough for me.
Something like that.
Pass the ale.
See, this is definitely, I mean, there's no doubt this is CGI. Yes. Yeah, maybe you're right. That it does look almost like exactly like the same image.
Yeah.
So maybe that.
But they hadn't figured out how to make it swing yet. And look at this black thing on this piece of wood.
It's floating above the wood. The on-air side. I do think their new set is real. Although maybe you're right. Maybe the sign is like overlaid over it.
Right.
Or maybe just.
whoa. Look at his face right here. But he's about to say he's getting married.
I rewound it. Maybe too much.
Look at this. Her head's coming out of the frame. And it really is impossible to definitively
divide them. So, the question. These are live birds that are just a still picture. Well,
and what's going on the side? They're completely
anecdotal. Man, did I really like extraordinary evidences to support them?
Some people say that over the years there have been, what's over there? Of thousands
of reports. A wall? You created this. You could have extended that. These eyewitness accounts add up. The plant in the corner.
So with that in mind, I asked Amy to dig a little deeper and see if she could find any evidence that just might support the idea
truth
or the possibility
only.
That a giant flying creature could actually fly away with one's child.
She does a lot
and
of work
here
with
to share her findings
her pencil.
Is Amy herself. Amy?
Hi, handsome.
Hi. So, what did you find out? Is there any solid evidence
didn't
to support
beautiful
the idea
or anything?
That a bird, or yeah. maybe some other creature for that matter, could be strong enough to fly away with one's child?
Well, I did find descriptions of a giant bird called the Thunderbird.
Okay.
Keep in mind how long this goes on.
Right.
All this research.
Okay.
She did all this work.
Interesting. Can lift.
Keep in mind how long this goes on.
Weighing as much as 40 pounds.
40 pounds?
All this research.
Okay.
She
that's
did all this work.
Interesting.
Yeah, but not so fast. I looked for corroborating evidence or verifiable data, and
she's not talking
I found
to anyone.
There was
you can see
nothing
the
to support those claims.
Apps open.
As a matter of fact, the more I dug, I found out that although many people believe it can lift up to maybe 20 pounds, that's not really true either. Studies have shown that an eagle can fly with about 8 pounds, and really only for about 14 yards. So I guess if you left your 7-pound baby unattended in the harpy eagle's prime hunting ground, well...
It might be possible that it could get carried off?
Probably not, but I am sure it would give any mother the scare of a lifetime.
Yeah. Okay, well, so, anything else?
Nope. As of right now, evidence of any animal being strong enough to fly off with a child.
Okay, well...
Oh, now I can't unsee that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And just 2 more days.
I know, right? I'm very excited. Okay, so there is no...
I guess that was before the wedding. It's so funny, though. Like, the research was like, no, a bird can't do that. Any animal being strong... And he even seems confused. He's like, okay, so anything else?
Why are you calling me?
Oh, now that you mention it, maybe he's not as into it as you.
Thank you very much. I know, right? I'm very excited.
Oh, well, that seemed a little phony. All right. Let's see. I think that may be it.
Can we look at some of the comments on their most, like this one? Can you look at comments on here?
I have Aboriginal blood, and my grandma told us that you could change dimensions just by stepping sideways. I don't know what that means, but she was awesome at hide and seek when we were kids. No one could find her unless she wanted to be found. Whoa. Paranormal.
I'm sorry, but the slow, labored way this is read and the whole voice thing in general isn't doing it for me.
How dare you.
Good story, though, and congrats on the wedding, but can't subscribe. Too distracting. That is awesome.
My mom once experienced 2 of me. I was about 13 and came home from school, walked past the kitchen window. Mom was washing up at the window and saw me. I opened the front door, threw my bag down, and ran upstairs. Mom called out to me about wanting to help in the kitchen. I didn't... Oh, Jesus, this is long as shit. Who cares? Shut up. No one believes you. I feel like I'm in a parallel universe right now. I didn't recognize this place or these crazy people.
Amy's like responding to everyone.
Oh. Which place is that exactly? And who are the people you're referring to? This is great. No stupid AI voiceover. A human talking to us. Subscribed. Thumbs up.
I like. That is true.
Yeah, but they use AI...
Images
all the time. But they're using the B-roll shot by humans. That's good for now, I guess. We constantly jump between parallel universes with every choice we make.
Whoa, good point. Let's
see if this is long. Damn, look at that. Look at the little dot of that scroller.
My first comment on it was, you should have finished the story. So they didn't even finish.
Oh, wow. I'm glad I didn't even start that one. You start reading those and you realize, like, that's the red flag at the beginning. It's like, oh, it's long?
Yeah, absolutely. You
probably never get to any point.
Absolutely.
We have our own share of UFOs, even underwater sightings, but never heard of abductions. Thank God. Well, this on was an abduction. What?
Thanks, Amy.
Who's we? So one person wrote, well, then you must be living under a rock. I've never been abducted. Have you ever met anyone who's been claims they were abducted or anything?
No.
Saw a UFO?
Probably, but I don't believe anyone like that.
Yeah, me too. Like, I've met several people who have said that, but I forget who they are because I didn't believe it for a second. It's like,
Exactly. Huh. All right, nothing making fun of them. Well, people just love these guys. Good for them. Congratulations.
We love them too. Or I do. Cornell hates them.
I absolutely love them. Don't you dare say that about how... Don't assume how I feel about them.
I remember this one was funny because every time it cut to their logo... Let's see if I can find a spot. Every time they cut to the logo, there's like a guy. Oh, there's Amy researching. No, that's both of them.
Wow.
Science doesn't quite understand yet that modern society just can't believe
what the it's possible. What is going on here? She's on bed. He's
in a rocking chair. That's what that looked like.
He just got done going down on her.
That looks like a rocking chair.
He looks so low.
Why print anything out? You're wasting paper.
Go back. I want to see what he's talking about.
Oh,
here.
Sorry. I just wanted to look at how much paper they have.
Happen so rarely and by a means that science doesn't quite understand yet, that modern society just can't believe it's possible. But then, of course, the next morning when we wake up, our sober thinking kicks back in, and we remember science has studied the human body all the way down to its DNA and is adamant that something like that just can't happen. And we think, okay, well, that's that. But it's not, right? Because then what do we do with all of those crazy real-world stories? Modern accounts that just don't fit into that science and really don't make any sense. Like the story of William Ramsay. His own parents really said that he would change into a wolf. And a seasoned police officer with 25...
His voice creates strong reactions. I love his storytelling and voice. Very measured and clear way of speaking.
I like this person. I think he did transform to a wolf. Why would he lie? Look at the way he spells wolf. W-L-F. That's not, you're not even saving any letters. Just random. But have you ever noticed that people are fearful of intelligent people? Which is sad. Which is spelled wrong, no question mark.
Oh, wow. I have noticed. Love, Amy.
That is incredible.
The more y'all make, the more I watch. And you guys have grown on me. So happy to see the channel growing. Oh, that's nice. I should have read that, but I forgot to read out loud. No, man, I'm telling you, that's a room.
But that is fake.
I actually think that's real.
No.
Because he would have to have put that background behind him and done a good job, which it looks great, and then overlay something over that video. That takes way too much work. I think they just made a set. Although that would be a lot of work too, but like different.
That looks so fake. It's hovering too.
No, it's not.
The screws look fake. They're completely different from these screws.
There's a light shining on that one. They're glossy, so that one's really dark. Like this thing is matte and the screws are glossy.
Interesting.
And that looks real.
That's real.
Well, that's, I think, right here, isn't it? It was sitting over there somewhere.
In our fact or fiction segment at the very end of this video. And there, Amy's going to come on.
Whoa!
And reveal a little known secret about the killer and how it wasn't at all clear as to what.
Ooh, can we buy stickers?
Ready for this? Male or female?
That looks fake.
You won't want to miss. She dug up. It is.
Well, he should Photoshop a better mic then.
This report. 19th century constable who was heading out.
Actually, I will say, I told you guys, you know, Damon, if you're watching, I told you not to listen to our criticism, but do buy a better mic. You have a better voice than the audio here. I got a good speaker, but, you know, we're not getting the full bass.
To collect a debt.
Whoa.
Season 2.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was looking for. Just a guy. All right, so if you enjoyed today's show, this was a special episode. We're not going to do the comic strip battle at the end, but you can see more of this. We have over 54 hours of entertainment for you, and a lot of it is behind our Patreon, patreon.com/rippinstrips. And definitely sign up for that. Give us a like, give us a subscribe. And let us know what you think of this format. Maybe we'll do this again. We'll definitely do it again.
Yeah. All right. Until then, keep gripping.
Keep ripping.
And keep stripping.